Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you Friday night live, Friday, March the 19th, 2021, less than 24 hours away from the start of spring, which allegedly comes at 5-something tomorrow morning. I don't believe that. Midnight on Saturday night is what I'm going to say, the 21st of March. But next time we talk to each other after this program, it will be spring on Monday morning, so this is the last program we will do here from winter. The winter of 2021. It's a beautiful night out there. First Friday night of daylight savings that we've done this show. And I was out sick last week, so I'm sorry that we did not get to do the show. But we are back this week live as live can get with my co-host, Angie Evers. Angie, how you doing?
Well, it's Friday. I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, we had planned to do the show last week, and I was en route to do the show. And then things fell apart.
That's right. That happens sometimes, though.
First time in a long time.
Yeah. Well, I've been doing this for a while with you, and I think we've been on every Friday.
Yeah, it was... I don't think I've ever missed a Friday. I think that was the first one. So in the year and a half this show has been on, that would have been the first. But, you know, there were a couple mistakes. I could have done it from home, and I did not set the studio up to do that. That was a mistake. And number two, I probably could have come, but there was a detour trip that we took last week. And I think had we not taken that detour, I probably would have been here. So I probably would have stayed and done the show.
Right. I think you were better, though, just resting. Sometimes I think you just need to rest. And get better.
Maybe. Now, let's start off the show talking about, because I think today, as they have been called now, Frickin' Freck were on my noon show, and you listened, and they were talking to you on the noon show. So I want to bring this up, because they think that I will listen to you, that you're the boss. That was kind of what they were saying. What did you hear today?
Oh, well, about the headphones.
Yeah. What did they say?
Well, you definitely need new headphones.
But what were they saying on the show?
That maybe I should tell you.
That they were going to say something because if you were listening, I would listen to you where I don't listen to them.
Right. But I think we've talked about the headphones before. I just don't put them on.
Are they that scary?
Well... You know, there's, like, black pieces falling off of them, and I don't want, like, black pieces to stick to my face, because I've seen that happen, so I just refuse.
No! Who did that happen to?
I'm not saying.
I don't remember. Was black stuff on somebody's face?
Yeah, I've seen it a couple times.
Who?
On different people.
Who?
I'm not saying.
Somebody here?
Oh, yeah. So I won't put them on, because I don't want black stuff on
my
face.
Where did it happen?
I'm not telling you.
Well, if I think about it, I will probably remember who it was.
Well, no, there's been a couple of different people.
Did you help them out and pick the black stuff
off? No.
Ay, ay, ay.
No. So they sit right here beside me, but I don't put them on.
But you can hear when somebody calls in.
Oh, yeah.
So what did you make of them today? I thought we had a very good conversation about the Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah, it was good.
I still don't understand that controversy, why people are bent out of shape. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know, but the only thing, I have the one book, and I'm like, shoot, if it was worth a lot of money, I have chew marks all up and down the spine of the book, because Brandon used to chew on all of his books when he was little. I had bought, I don't know, I must have joined some book club when he was a little boy. And so I have a bunch of Dr. Seuss books, but only one that was, I think the Mulberry Street one, I think that was probably the most popular one out of the group.
Now, apparently, apparently Asians are depicted badly in that book.
I mean, I didn't think it was bad. I mean, it just had a boy, like, eating with chopsticks. But...
And they were yellow, I guess.
Yellow? Oh, I don't know.
That's what I saw today when they showed me a copy of the book.
Huh. I don't know. But, I mean, I guess I wouldn't think anything about it reading the book. I mean... You know.
What's the book about? Glenn read it a few weeks ago. They were talking about it today. I don't think I've ever read that one.
You know, all of his books are just silly. You know, I don't... Just a bunch of different things going down Mulberry Street. I mean, I read it that day. I don't remember what it was about now, but... I just remember at the end of the book, they had all these people going down Mulberry Street. So, I mean...
Well, I don't know. You know, I figure if the family doesn't want the books around, leave the books out.
Right.
So what did you make... what was the discussion this morning? We had a lot of calls. Oh, the favorite donut. Marion's favorite donut.
Boston cream.
Boston cream.
Which is my favorite donut.
Now, do you understand the Bavarian cream versus the Boston cream?
So, like, if I go to Tim Hortons, I would get a Boston cream. It's got the chocolate icing on the top. And it tastes like pudding. Like, I'm sure at Tim Hortons, they probably just put pudding in the middle because I think that's what it tastes like. And then, but if you go to, like, Andrew's, it's, like, powdered sugar on the top with, like, a cream in the middle. I mean, it's a little different. It doesn't taste like pudding like Tim Hortons.
So that's Bavarian.
Yeah, I've asked for like a Bavarian cream at Andrew's.
So they don't have Boston cream.
I honestly don't know if they do or not, but I don't ever remember seeing a Boston cream like at Tim Hortons.
So we really don't know the difference between Boston cream and Bavarian cream.
The cream in the middle?
Well, I guess the Boston cream has chocolate on top.
Right.
And the Bavarian cream is powdered.
Right.
But other than that, I guess really no difference.
I would say no. I mean, you know, I would say specialty places may put a different type of cream in the middle. But I don't like it's okay, the white cream, the really sweet cream, like in the Long John's and stuff. That cream is like really sweet to me. And I think the, like, Boston cream isn't that sweet, as sweet as the white cream.
I'm trying to think of what my, I like glazed.
I like glazed, too.
I like lemon filled. Now, did you understand the conversation today about the key lime pie versus why isn't meringue? Let's start here. Why is meringue only on lemon pie?
I don't know. I mean, I heard some of that conversation, but I don't think I heard it all.
Well, I've never seen meringue on any other pie. But it probably would be good on a chocolate pie. It probably would be good on
what about a banana cream?
If you took the cream off and put the meringue?
Yeah. The GNR has banana cream, coconut cream. But they don't have, is it not meringue on the top?
No, cream pies have, it's whipped cream.
Just whipped cream?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I like peanut butter pie. I like about any kind of pie. I like Judy's pies.
Now, who's Judy?
A Lady in Waldo. Those are my favorite. But I think she was making the pies for the GNR. I could be wrong, but...
Now, what does she do with her pies?
Oh, her cherry pie is my favorite. I love that. But I don't know. It's probably just the crust and the filling, and I've always liked her pies.
So is a woman over there who's baking these pies?
Like in Waldo?
Named Judy.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it is. One woman over there baking pies.
I'm sure she has
for the masses.
I'm sure she has people helping her.
But she's out of Waldo.
Yeah. I went to her house one time because I remember I ordered a couple pies for Dad's birthday one year. And I can't remember what kind I got. But I went to her house and picked them up. But this has been years ago, so I don't know if she still does all that or not out of her house. I don't know.
Now, was Judy an older lady?
I think she was. So that's why I'm not sure if she still does all that or if somebody's taken over.
Well, see, I think that the older people do better with pastries.
Right, with the homemade crust and...
Yeah, I think there's a difference. When the young people do a pie, there's a problem.
That's probably because they don't use... They probably don't roll it out themselves, and they probably just use the pre-made crust.
So what is wrong with the pre-made crust?
I mean, I don't think anything's wrong with it. I mean, I like pies with it. But, you know, I guess you just have to have the right recipe.
Is there any way to make the homemade or the store-bought pie crust taste homemade?
I don't know about that.
Like rub Crisco on it or something.
I would say no.
Can't be done.
Not that I'm aware of. I'm sure people who make their homemade crust make it a special way. I mean, I would have no idea how they make those, you know, pre-made crusts. I would like to make my own crust sometime.
Well, we thank one of our listeners out there who sent us a link here on how to make Bavarian and Boston cream donuts.
Oh.
There's a video we can watch.
Well, that's neat. I've never made a donut. I know you have made a donut.
I have made a donut. But is it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T or D-O-N-U-T?
I don't know.
I think it's D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. Like dough. I think it's a root word.
Could be.
That'd be my guess.
I'm not up to par on all that English stuff. It's been a while.
Well, I just don't know what donut, D-O-N-U-T, would stand for.
But why do people spell it like that?
Well, I think Dunkin' Donuts did that because Dunkin' had the same amount of letters as donut when you spell donut, D-O-N-U-T.
Could be.
That's what I always thought.
I don't know. Sometimes I spell it one way and sometimes I spell it the other way. I guess whatever mood I'm in.
Well, some people get angry when people spell it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T because I think they've become so accustomed to spelling it D-O-N-U-T.
It says, this says the official dictionary spelling of the word is in question. It says some people spell it donut, some people spell it D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T. I don't know. I guess I'd have to read the dictionary and see what it said. What the definition, what the difference would be. But they're both donuts.
We're getting a call. Hopefully, this is a pearl of wisdom coming our way. Go ahead, caller.
Well, you know, Scott, when you talk about either geography or language, guess who's going to call?
Oh, go ahead.
Here's my answer. Donut with the UGH obviously implies dough, and a nut, I guess it's kind of like a nut shape because you take out the hole in some places sell donut holes. So D-O-N-U-T is kind of a shorthand spelling, but I think more properly it's the D-O-U-G-H. However, the word donut is also used for devices that are shaped like a donut. The two examples would be the little thing you sit on after you have surgery so your rear end doesn't, you know, get in pain. And baseball players put that lead donut around the bat to help them swing. It just adds weight to the bat. So those are called donuts, but they're not the kind you eat. Therefore, they're spelled the five-letter way. And then the food is either one. I mean, I guess people are kind of lazy, so they shorten the spelling. But So it's either one, and it depends on the branding. I mean, certainly they may want to stand out from their competitors. So one company may spell it one way, the other may use a different way. But I would say that the bottom line is when it's a non-edible donut, like the examples I gave, you would use the five-letter spelling. Not to imply that it's made of dough.
So the donut that you eat would be D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T.
Properly, but the D-O-N-U-T is a shorthand. But I think because that shape is used for other devices, again, the thing you sit on after surgery, as well as the thing baseball players put on their bat, those are called donuts because of the shape, but you would not spell it with a U-G-H. That would be my official, English, proper English answer.
So are you getting ready for spring at 5:47 in the morning?
Oh, I'm counting the seconds there. Yeah, just 5:47 a.m., springs into action. And yeah, the lawn care guy came, and I think in a couple of days we're looking at temperatures in the 60s for the rest of the month, pretty much. I think in a couple of weeks I'll be mowing the lawn the first time. That's kind of the sign that it really is spring when you hear the lawnmowers buzzing. The lawn care guy, I mean, he comes after we think it's not going to be cold anymore. But the last frost is usually early May, so we'll still get some snow. Usually the last snow is in the middle of April, just a few flakes. So. People forget, a month ago we had almost 2 feet of snow on the ground. How quickly people forget. But I think we'll get another blast of winter, but it won't be quite as bad. Again, there's so much daylight, it won't stay on the ground long. And I did check on Ben Gelber. He does have a master's degree, so I was right about that. So he's well-educated in meteorology. Not all the TV weather people do, but Ben, obviously, he's very cerebral in his approach, so not surprising he's well-educated.
And tomorrow is one of the two equinoxes of the year, 12 hours of day, 12 hours of dark.
Yeah, it's approximate, because it doesn't always come out exactly, but from a technical standpoint, I guess, yeah. I guess equinoxes would be the plural. I'm not even sure what the actual plural is, but I guess that's close enough.
Works for me.
That's my answer, yeah. I think it's because that shape is used by other items. So, the lead donut comes to mind because baseball players use that and other things that have the shape. You don't want to confuse with something that you can eat.
Absolutely.
So that's the best thing that I could say. But a lot of it is with branding. I mean, like Toys R Us, they might spell something a little different just so it stands out. And donut, you can kind of play with that also. Because with English not being a phonetic language, there are things that you could do for branding if that involves changing a spelling or something. So it's just part of, language like geography, Scott, always fascinates me. So when you talk about that in your show, I'm going to call you.
Well, sounds good. Good to hear from you.
All right, have a good day, guys.
Bye-bye. And again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If you have anything to say, the phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944, 32 and a half minutes past the hour. Are you ready for spring?
Am I ready for spring? I'm ready for summer.
What about the equinox tomorrow?
Well, I'm happy that there's going to be 12 hours of sunlight. I'm ready for warmth. I'm not a fan of winter because I'm cold all the time.
Seems to me like winter went by fairly quickly, though.
Yeah, but it's long enough.
I remember December 21st, and I think it's went by fairly quickly.
Yeah.
In my opinion. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
And Angie, how you doing?
Good.
There's something I wanted to talk to you about, and it's pretty cool. So remember in your show earlier today, you were talking about how there ain't no pies that have to do with orange?
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, well, that got me to thinking, and so far as I know, you're right, and I don't really understand that. That seems to be like a mystery, like nobody could ever create an orange pie. Maybe you should be the first. But anyway, here is something you can do. I'm a YouTube junkie. You know this. Here's something cool you can do with any fruit, really, but it seems to be really pretty with, like, oranges. Have you ever heard of, I think it's Chinese, don't hold me to that, but Tonghulu?
That's a person?
No, it's a procedure.
Tonghulu?
Candy fruit. Say it with me. Tong, like what you'd get a hot dog out of a boiling pot of water. Tong?
Tong.
Hulu.
Tonghulu.
Yeah, you've never heard of it?
No.
Well, neither had I until I decided to get on YouTube, and it popped up. I'll be quiet. And it popped up on YouTube. Anyway, the dog's barking, so I'll make this short. You just take, like, okay, it's, if you use 2 cups of water and 1 cup of sugar, you just do like a half ratio, however much water you want to use, depending on how much fruit you're tongue-hulu-ing, you just use half of that amount of sugar, and you get it to a boil, like a rolling boil. The trick is, there's the trick, you can't stir it. You don't stir it. You don't stir the water in the sugar mixture. Then when it's boiling, you dip your fruit in there, and it candies it, and it makes it look like glass, and it sort of cooks the fruit just a teeny tiny little bit to where it makes it like soft and brings out the natural sugars of the fruit, and it makes it, that, you know, do you know what ASMR is?
Yeah, I have some of their records from the 80s.
Anyway, in a lot of the ASMR, we're just going to gloss over that ridiculous
comment.
Well,
excuse me.
So, in a lot of the ASMR videos, they eat tonghulu'd fruit because of the crunch factor. It puts like a glass coating.
No, wait, what is ASMR?
Where they don't talk, they just whisper and stuff. I'm not into that. Like, I think those are ridiculous. When that one pops up and suggested, I'm like, yeah, no, next. It's usually like a lot of people like eating things and crunching into the microphone and fiddling around with the wrappers and stuff. I don't know what that does for people. I think it's ridiculous. But I know you know what it is. This is like one of those things. Angie, can you slap him? Because I know he knows what it is.
Oh, no, I just thought I had bought some of their records.
Angie, you know what it is, don't you?
No.
The ASMR, like,
no.
Okay, see, and this is why I keep saying this, okay, because at first, I guess I'm like an old fogey, because I was talking to my daughter, she's 18, and I said, what is this, what are all these asthma videos I've been seeing? She's like, asthma, what? And I showed her, and she goes, oh my God, Mom, it's not asthma, it's just ASMR, literally no one says asthma. I was like, well, I'm sorry, but it's just like, it's supposed to appeal to some, like one of your senses. They don't talk like how we're talking. They whisper. And then they like I said, they like make rattling noises. You know what it is. I'm going
to... No, hold on, because no, I want to get back to tonghulu, because...
Yeah, and we want to be respectful of the Chinese culture, so it's...
Well, right. I don't want my book shanked off the shelf. So here's the deal with tonghulu. So
you can tonghulu most fruits, but I thought of you when you were talking about oranges, because most people that tonghulu, they like to do the oranges because they just look so pretty, and I guess they hold up pretty good, like in the boiling water or whatever. I don't know what... you can't tonghulu, but there are some things that don't do well with it.
So here's what you do. You boil water on the stove.
Yeah, like, depending on how much, to give you an exact, you know, like, ratio,
right,
recipe, I don't, because it depends on how much fruit you have to dip.
But then I just put sugar in the water, but I don't stir
yeah,
it. Don't stir it.
That's why I want to try it, because it's nice and simple, just like me.
Don't stir.
Two ingredients. Do not stir it. That's
but
the
how?
One...
So you just drop the fruit in the boiling...
You would put it, like, on a stick, like something like what you would put, like, a bobs on or something, like a wooden... You would skewer the fruit and dip them in there, and just dip them in, and then take them out, and bam, you got tonghulu fruit.
So you would have to scrape it, like, around the bottom of the pan if you haven't stirred it, right?
In the video, they kind of twirl the fruit around in the mixture.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, once it gets boiling, I think, if memory serves me correctly, you just shut the burner off. I don't think you keep it boiling, or it would probably burn the sugar. But while it's still good, the mixture's still good and hot, you just skewer your fruit, twirl it around in that mix, and it makes it really pretty. Like in one of the videos, they had like a variety plate of different things, because makes it look like glass. They had done, like, some grapes, some oranges. Strawberries are real popular with it.
So this is a Chinese thing?
I believe it was Chinese.
Chinese. Well, that's right.
Yeah.
Tonghulu.
And that not just the funnest word to say? Tonghulu.
Tonghulu. And it's basically... But now you would have to let this dry, would you not?
Yeah, I think so. Like, let it, you know, get hard or whatever before you... And I don't know how long it keeps after you make it. I don't know what the shelf life would be. Probably not.
Well, that's interesting.
Very long. So, yeah, but they do a lot with oranges, and that's what kind of... I know there's no real correlation.
You know, I hate to bring this up at night, but I had two questions for you. Now,
are they serious questions?
Yes, because... Okay. Hey, whoa. When have I never not been serious?
Oh, yeah. When have we ever just acted a fool?
Never. Never. No, because somebody asked me this today, and I could not remember, and I know we've talked about it. But what to be a senior citizen and ride the city bus, what's the age?
What is the age?
Yeah, how old do you have to be considered
65.
A senior? 65?
Yeah.
Okay, and if you are not a senior and you want that monthly thing, which is good all month long?
The unlimited pass?
Yeah, the unlimited. If you're not a senior, how much is that a month?
$30.
And when do the buses run?
Okay, first pickup is at 8 a.m. and the last pickup of the day is at 4 p.m.
But you will go...
And they you run by the half hour. They keep time by the half hour.
By the
so,
half hour.
There's that. And pretty much what you need to keep in mind, if you go like from one part of town to the other, you have to transfer... You know, like, if you jump in a cab, you can go from the mall to Walmart. You pay one fee, and they take you from the mall to Walmart, and that's that. Well, buses aren't like that. We don't leave our area, so to speak. The South Bus only stays in the South Side, and
The same as... So, like for example, if I... Because here's what I'm confused about with the whole bus thing.
Okay.
Like, let's say I live on the South Side. Let's say I'm over on... Prospect or South Main or somewhere in that area.
Okay.
And I want to go to the grocery store. So I call up and you come. Obviously, I'll know when you get there because I'll be in my house and you pick me up and you take me to Kroger South because I don't want to transfer buses.
Okay. Now, you would get there within a half hour then.
Okay.
You only take an hour if you have to go from one side of town to the other.
So when I go in the store to do the grocery shopping, I mean, you don't wait out there for me, right?
Oh, no, and I didn't want to, I feel like sometimes I interrupt a lot, so, but I didn't interject while you were speaking, but you said, so I'm in my house, and I'm thinking, and you better be watching, because it's a violation of city ordinance for us to blow the horn, so we don't do that. So we assume that you take responsibility in looking for us. We pull up to our destination. We are allowed to wait 1 minute. After 1 minute, we're closing the doors and we roll.
And it doesn't run on Saturday and Sunday, right?
Correct.
Okay. So, but, because I just wondered how that, because like doctor's appointments and things like that, how do I get picked up? Do I have to call you on the cell phone or?
Yeah, I just give you my personal number and you're like, if you're not doing anything, can you swoop me up? That's how that goes, Scott.
Well, don't you get like friendly people? Don't you get friendly with your bus people?
You never get that friendly. Back to reality. You're going to call the dispatcher, and I have a tablet in my bus, and they input the information into the tablet, and that is how I know where and when to go.
Wouldn't it be just easier to send you an email?
I don't think so. I don't think that sounds very good.
No, I'm just curious, because I know a couple people who might be interested in
what
this.
What if I didn't have a cell phone?
Well, I don't know. You'd be Amish or something. You wouldn't need the bus.
Now, Scott, Jedediah is listening to this. Do you want to be viewed as negative?
No, it's dark now. The solar panels are not running the radio for Jedediah. He can't hear this.
Yeah, you know the huge numbers that are painted on the side of the bus? You will call that, and you...
Well, if you're not there, I can't see the huge numbers.
We're everywhere.
I got my milk
it's
and butter.
We're everywhere all the time. How can you not see us?
I don't know. You know, I have said that I will ride this bus here one morning, but you guys don't run early enough to get me here before 8:15, unless you pick me up at the Meyer parking lot at 8, and you can get me here before a quarter after.
No, and I don't know where you live, but Myers is as far out east as we go.
Well, I could get to Meyer.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I live.
Well, then you would have to get picked up at Meyer.
No,
we're not going one more inch past Meyer. Not for you or anybody.
Well, what if I'm down by, like, where Ponderosa used to be? What if I'm standing there?
Wow, you really like to push the envelope, don't you?
Well, I do, because let's say I got to get here. Now, do I have to transfer buses?
Yes, because you would get picked up on the east side.
Oh,
and
God.
You work on the west end, so you would have to come in and transfer to the West Bus. So, yep.
Don't you make, special requests for people? Like, what if the mayor was riding that bus?
Bender, aren't you?
You wouldn't tell the mayor this, would you? Oh, sorry, mayor, you gotta get on a different bus.
Gosh, I hope he's not listening right now.
Oh, no, he doesn't listen.
I don't want him to be like, who does that Sarah think she is?
No. The mayor, when I get him on here, you know, we have our little conversations, and that's about it.
How do you know that?
No, he might listen, but he's never brought it up.
Okay, he might be.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't think Mary Ellen listens very often, because she never has found that Godiva chocolate in the Ghirardelli.
That's right. I can't believe you did that.
Well, that's true. And
I almost forgot about that.
I need to go out to her house sometime again and just get in that drawer and see if it's still in there. There's probably mice running around and all kinds of things. I'm sorry, Mary Ellen. Yeah, I know.
Anyways.
Tom Chong, right? What was it?
Now you're getting crazy.
No, I forgot the name. I didn't write it down.
Tom Hulu.
Okay, yeah, Hulu. Tom Hulu.
Tom Hulu. I don't know what that translates to in Chinese, but I just thought it was cool. It looks really pretty. I mean, there's, you know, kind of like an art to it.
It's a Chinese internet channel, Tong Hulu.
No, it's just YouTube. Bye, Scott.
Bye. Thank you. No, Tong Hulu. That sounds interesting, doesn't it?
Yes, it Tong
Hulu. So just take the things you learn on this station. It's immeasurable. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. 45, 46 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. So Tong Hulu, you take boiling water, dump some sugar in there, take a piece of fruit, put it on a skewer, and dip it, and then let it dry, and you've got candied fruit. Tong Hulu.
I mean, it sounds good.
You want to set this up for the weekend? We'll do this weekend?
We could try it.
What would I want a Tong Hulu, though? I don't know if I'd want a Tong Hulu and orange.
Peach? Grape?
I think a peach would be hard. What could you Tong Hulu?
Strawberry?
About a banana?
Banana?
A banana. Because a banana is not that sugary to begin with.
Oh, I think bananas are full of sugar.
Well, they're full of natural.
Right.
Yeah, but I think you could Tong Hulu a banana.
Maybe.
Like pieces?
If you could have... you know what I like to do with banana? Mom always did this for us. She would cut them up and then pour sugar on top of them.
I don't think my mom did that. I like the banana pudding vanilla wafer thing.
Oh, yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since you've had that.
It has been a while since I've had that. 740-383-9944. I like that when I'm ill.
When you're ill?
Yeah, because it's easy on the stomach. It's cool. So if you have like a cold or a fever, it helps. I don't think you'd want to eat it if you were nauseous. But anything other than nauseous, I think you're okay.
The banana pudding?
Yeah. It wouldn't be good for nausea because it's milk-based. But if you have a fever, it's cool, so it tastes good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have a cold, it's strong, so it gets over your taste buds. And if you have a cold, it's cool, so that helps too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an histamine.
Do you like dirt pudding, that kind of stuff?
You know, I tell you, I am not a huge chocolate person. It's kind of like my relationship with peanut butter. I don't dislike chocolate, and obviously I will eat chocolate. You've seen me eat an Oreo Blizzard many, many times. But I would never eat a Hershey bar. I would never order a chocolate pie. Chocolate milk is, it's not my thing.
Mm-hmm.
So most chocolate, but I've had dirt pudding. It's okay. But I need like a balance when I have chocolate. Just like peanut butter. I don't like plain peanut butter. But if it's balanced, like in a Reese cup or something like that, I can eat it. But it's never my favorite.
Yeah, I don't like plain peanut butter either. But I like peanut butter in things. Like I could never eat a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. And then today,
butter and banana is a big deal.
Oh.
Now, I can eat those, but you got to...
I don't think I could even do that.
Well, you got to know how to do it. You have to toast the bread on an electric skillet, or in a skillet. You can do it either way. And you got to put the peanut butter on so it melts.
Hmm.
You know, and then, basically, you make the sandwich. as it between two. I'm gonna sneeze. Ooh, I can feel that sneeze coming on. You make the sandwich between two white pieces of bread. You know, slather each side with peanut butter, chop up the bananas, cover the inside with bananas, and push it together. But then you take that and you put it in your skillet or your electric skillet, and you brown it to toast by flipping it over and over and over. But you've got to make sure the peanut butter is liquefied pretty much by the time that, and then you got to eat it quick, because if it dries, obviously the peanut butter will set up again.
Right. I still don't know if I could do that.
It's a cheap thing.
Yeah.
And it's usually something everybody always likes. It's a good snack for kids after school.
I like crackers and jelly. That's a snack. That's a go-to snack for me.
What do you like when you come home from school? What's your snack? Well, I don't think I've ever asked that. What's your snack?
My snack?
Yeah, 740-383-9944. What's your go-to snack? Let me know.
Popcorn.
I still have never had any popcorn. It's been so long since I've had popcorn.
I made popcorn the other day. I like to pop it on the skillet, whatever you call it, a pan with the, you know, and I put some oil in the bottom and let it pop. And then I'll just put a popcorn salt on it. You know, the tiny fine salt. So that's what I do with mine. I like microwave popcorn. I don't eat it very often.
I was trying to think what my go-to is. I really don't have a go. You know what I go to when I'm in a snacky mood is I always have some of the cottage cheese, whipped cream, Jell-O stuff whipped up, and I'll eat a little bit of that.
Yep, crackers and jelly or popcorn. That's usually my snacks.
Did you hear the adjusted version of that I got this week? Don't put the cottage cheese in. Put yogurt.
Oh, I did hear that.
Plain yogurt. That sounds good. I like yogurt.
Yeah.
I like strawberry milk too, and it's been a while since I've had that.
Yeah. I mean, I used to like strawberry milk, but I pretty much stay away from milk because it doesn't like my belly.
I don't buy milk because it always spoils.
Yeah.
I don't drink it.
Oh, I took Nally to the Jersey today, and she got a peanut butter parfait. And she really liked that. That's probably her always go-to thing at the Jersey. But they put like Reese cups on the top, and it's almost like a, I don't know what it is. It's like peanut butter syrup, like, but they put it in ice cream.
See, what is a parfait?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's different. There's yogurt parfaits, and then there's ice cream parfaits. I don't know what would be the difference.
I don't know. I just hear the term parfait a lot. And I'm not sure. I hear yogurt parfait and peanut butter parfait and all kinds of parfaits. But I'm not sure what denotes a parfait.
Yeah. McDonald's used to have a fruit and yogurt parfait. And when the pandemic hit, McDonald's did away with that.
Salad.
Grilled chicken, which I would go there and get grilled chicken all the time.
Well, aren't we getting toward the end of this pandemic?
Right.
Isn't it time to bring this stuff back? Why can't they get salad? Why can't we get sugar-free Jell-O? This is going to be an issue in my life.
Well, I heard, did somebody say today they asked about it?
Yeah, there's some issue. I don't know.
Yeah.
There's going to be, I don't know even what I could use as a substitute. I don't know what in the world. I have no idea. Gonna have to stockpile.
Maybe there's a store that sells sugar-free Jell-O.
I think I'm gonna become one of those Amazon people and just get all my groceries delivered to the door.
You think?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know about that. From Amazon?
Why not?
Oh. Go for it.
Like, I'll prepare 2 days early and get it done. These DoorDash people, I think, go to like wrong addresses and things. I don't trust them.
The people that do DoorDash or the people that do the grocery delivery?
Both? Yeah, I don't want people showing up.
Yeah.
Some guy showed up on my door today and said, "What's your electric bill?" I thought, "Who are you?" You know, I told him what my electric bill was, and he said, "Well, we think we can lower that. You should really have a fixed rate."
Yeah, they want you to go in and change, like, your energy supplier.
Yeah, what is this all about?
Yeah, I think I've done that before.
Did they lock in a lower rate? Regulate about here? I don't know what happened. 12 months, you get the lower rate.
Yeah.
I don't know. That just seems a little complicated. He goes, "You know your bill's going to go up." I said, "Well, how do you know?" I said, "I'm going to stop turning on the lights." They have nothing to say then. And I take their card and I say, "I'll email you." Because I don't want to talk to them, to be honest. Mm-hmm. Because I just don't like door-to-door salespeople. Yeah. Now, the kids, I like the kids. I'll buy the candy bars, even though I don't eat them. And I'll buy the magazines and all that sort of thing. But, and the Girl Scout cookies, you know. I'll mortgage the house and buy some Girl Scout cookies. But the those type of people, electric bill and all this, no. I don't want to talk to them.
Right. And I think I would say most people probably don't either. I mean, it's just, you know. When I was young, a long time ago, a Kirby salesman came to my house. You know what that is, right?
A vacuum.
Yes. Have you ever seen one of those things?
Yes.
Have you ever used one?
Not that I'm aware of.
I bought one when I was in my early 20s.
Was this a problem?
Well, I think I had to take out a mortgage for it.
Oh, why did you really want this vacuum?
Well, I not so much. It was the person I was with really thought it was the neatest thing ever.
Was it?
I mean, yeah, it was nice, but it was really heavy. And I don't think we even used all of it. I just remember the night that these people sold us this Kirby. They took our end tables.
Where?
They took them. Like, that was... They said they would take our end tables and take some money off of it. So they took our end tables.
Were they salespeople?
I mean, we had the Kirby. They sold us the Kirby.
Was it new?
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I don't trust those people like who sell meat out of their truck. Now, what is that?
Yeah.
And the Schwann man. Remember when the Schwann man used to come around?
Oh, he still comes around.
Oh, I just... That's overpriced food.
It is. I mean, it's good food.
I don't know. I just remember they had little pizzas.
Yeah.
Those were okay.
Natalie will eat those.
Yeah. But I don't even give the guy... I don't have time for that. Because their catalog's too long, and I just don't have that kind of time to be dealing with the Schwann man.
Yeah. They have some good food. But, I mean, it's not in my budget. You know, maybe if I get, like... I know I had... At one time, I was getting some of those little pizzas because Natalie was eating them. It's hard to find food that a teenager... My teenager will eat. So, she's picky. So, I get her what I can.
Burger King.
Yeah, she likes Burger King. She's been on a Burger King kick. She likes Panda Express.
I have not been to Wendy's in a long time. I always like fast food. I like Wendy's. I like to get a Baconator and some of the Wendy's fries. Diet soda. Oh, but I did get an Oreo Blizzard last weekend. First one of the year.
And how was it?
It was good. They're always delicious. I've never had a bad one. There's just something
about
them.
Don't you
want to
try one from the Jersey?
Uh-uh.
Nope. What if I bought you one from the Jersey? Would
well,
you eat it?
Maybe, but I know it's not going to be the same because I've had a McFlurry and I've had a Freddy. And I've had whatever that Megamoo calls them. And, you know, they... You know what the problem is? There's something about the mixture. They don't get it right, like Dairy Queen. It's like they take Oreos and they put them in a blender and they put them with vanilla ice cream and that's supposed to be it. Dairy Queen's doing something different.
But I wonder what they would do different.
I don't know, but I can tell. the second. You could blind taste test me, and I could tell you.
Hmm. Maybe I will.
Oh, I guarantee it.
Although, I do think Dairy Queen's ice cream tastes different than the Jersey ice cream.
I could tell you by the texture. By the way the Oreos are spread throughout the thing, I could tell you the difference.
Hmm. But I like McDonald's ice cream. I like to get their ice cream.
Yeah, things. if you get a McFlurry, you will notice it's not chopped up right like the Dairy Queen. Have you ever watched the Dairy Queen people make a Blizzard? They have a machine. It's called a Blizzard machine, and I think that does something. I think they invented it. And I think it's made to do that properly.
You think?
Look at it. Watch them.
I don't know what the difference would
be. Like, Dairy Queen can turn it upside down, and the ice cream doesn't fall out. All the other places, it'll fall out.
Except here in Marion.
No, they do it here. I've seen them do it.
Huh. It says right on their window that they don't do the upside down thing.
Well, I've seen them do it.
Huh.
I don't know. Well, we're going to take a break. It's time for news and weather. We got a whole nother hour. Stay tuned. Go in your kitchen and, what is it? Tong Fu. What is it?
Hulu.
Tong Hulu.
Yeah.
Tong Hulu, some oranges. Come back in 15 minutes. We'll be here. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
I'm going to do one of my poems here tonight.
I hope, really I hope so. And, the Tom Snyder Bob Hope story.
Oh, that's you want to hear it now?
No, we want to get the answer to the question.
Oh,
okay.
But your question is not, I disagree. Don't you disagree?
You disagree
that
with the question.
Because it contains three.